Well, good evening and welcome to the Boone Municipal Band 4th of July concert. Thank you. I am Chris Struckenmiller, high school band director, Boone Municipal Band director, fifth in line for mayor of Boone, and behind me is your Boone Municipal Band. That's right, tonight we are going to celebrate America's 249th birthday. So sit back, enjoy, and we'll hear the band already in progress. I almost pulled an old me. I almost skipped probably the most important song tonight. So thank you all for being here today. Please welcome Whitney Halferty to the mic to lead us in the Star Spangled Banner. Again, welcome to our annual 4th of July concert on the 4th. We always do it on the 4th. Did anyone come out here accidentally on Wednesday? We had a couple. Thank you for being honest. Well, don't worry. Now that everyone's used to Fridays, we're going back to Wednesdays. So next week, we'll be back on Wednesday. Thank you all for being here, though. This is a great celebration. We're going to kick off our concert celebrating something about our town, Boone. But as a teacher, I feel that I need to ask you what you know before so I can just fill in some of the gaps here. I know some of us might be out of practice since we've been in summer and haven't been in school for a month, or some of us for a year, or some of us for a little bit longer. But I'm not gonna think about it too much. I'm just gonna ask someone completely random, Cole Bailey. Cole Bailey, for those of you who might not know, he has been to almost all our concerts. He is a junior, going to be a junior in high school, and he's also sided with me for almost every audience question I've asked this year. What a coincidence. So Cole, what is something that is, how do I say this? What is something positive that Boone is known for? The trains, great answer. That's right, the railroad. So Boone was once along the longest electric interurban railway, which connected Fort Dodge to Des Moines. Today, the Boone Scenic Valley Railroad maintains and runs the rail. They offer scenic rides and maintain the James H. Andrew Railway Museum. Has anyone also been on those self-powered cars before? Yeah, okay, I'm about to do that because that actually looks like a lot of fun. Well, okay, so getting to our first song. A few years back, Doc Galimo, director of bands at Iowa State, fifth in line for mayor of Ames, and you should see his sash. he composed a piece for our band for our 100th anniversary, and it's called Overture for a Railroad. And this is a piece that showcases a couple fun things. One, the theme is based on the theme is I've been working on the railroad. Two, Doc loves Italian operas. So you get to hear something you've never heard that you've always wanted to. This is a combination of Italian opera and I've been working on the railroad. This is Overture for a Railroad.
Thank you.
Attaboy, Luther. All right, so we, interestingly enough, do not have library chat today. So instead, we will just be standing in silence for 3 minutes in honor of the library. Hey, they are here. All right. Hey, guys. Visit the library. They do amazing things. We love them. Thanks for being here. Well, our next piece tonight, you may recognize CY's March. It's high energy. It's a characteristic march that was written by a member of the Boone Municipal Band, Connie Younger. To me, the beginning of the song sounds like it's depicting a toy boat in a bathtub. And then when we get into the more full arrangement of this, then it's the real deal. Then we're on a ship in the ocean. So that's what I like to think about when I hear this piece. And it also features a very acrobatic solo in the piccolo section. So enjoy.
Thank you.
And now, Dale, for our weekly festival chat.
Good evening and welcome to Sweater Weather. I'm Dale Schoening. I'm the chair of the Iowa Municipal Band Festival Committee, here to remind you that just 8 days from today, Saturday, July 12th, will be the 33rd annual Iowa Municipal Band Festival right here in the Herman Park Pavilion. Starts at 10 a.m., runs till 7 p.m. It's free. Just come, bring your lawn chair if you care to, and enjoy your day. If you can't come all day, come for a couple concerts. That's great, too. Come and go as you need to. Here's our lineup of bands this year. At 10 a.m., we have the Ames Municipal Band. At 11 o'clock, we have the Collins Concert Band from Cedar Rapids. At 12 noon, we have the Iowa Military Veterans Band. 1 o'clock, making their first appearance ever at the festival, the Glenwood Community Band. At 2 o'clock, all the way from Minnesota, the Zumbrota Community Band. At 3 o'clock, we have the Greater Waverly Municipal Band. At 4 o'clock, from Des Moines, we have the New Jolly Germans Band. At 5 o'clock, the Ballard Community Band from Huxley. And lastly but not least, at 6 o'clock, the Boone Municipal Band. Each concert lasts 45 minutes. Between the concerts, while we're setting up the main stage, we have music going on over there on the stage on the other side of the restroom building, which will be close to the food, where the food is too, by the way. There's food available on the grounds for purchase. Entertaining on that stage at 10:45 and 11:45 will be Betrunken Messing, a low brass polka type group from Des Moines. As I think I've told you already, Betrunken Messing is German for drunk brass. And then at 12:45, 1:45, 2:45, and 3:45 will be the Boone Jazz Trio. So we'll have a lot of great music and for the day. I already checked the weather forecast. Now, 8 days out, I realize it's not maybe the most reliable yet, but it sounds like it's supposed to be a bit cooler that day than it is today. I'll take it. So, once again, hope to see you all here on Saturday, July the 12th, for the Iowa Municipal Band Festival, number 33. Thank you.
Well, a big part of any 4th of July celebration is... Oh, wait. Ooh, I flipped an extra piece, sorry. Well, the big part of any 4th of July celebration is recognizing the service of those in the armed forces. They have made sacrifices that not everyone is willing to make. We are proud of them, and we always enjoy playing our next piece, entitled The Armed Forces Salute. So we are going to be playing many themes from each of the branches of military, minus the new one, though I've heard there is an arrangement out there that includes it. So let's get this out of the way. Is anyone here in the Space Force? Okay, so no one's going to be offended, I think. Okay. So we are going to play all the main ones. We're going to play the Army's theme. We're going to play the Coast Guard's theme, the Marines, the Air Force, and then the Navy. In that order. And let's see. So I think, personally, that songs are a powerful way to celebrate and remember important events. We are honored to be able to bring a feeling of pride to our military members and families. This is the Armed Forces Salute. Yes, I forgot the instructions. So we do ask, if you're able, when you hear the song that is associated with your branch, if you would go ahead and stand up so we can recognize you and applaud for you. We'd really like to see how our community is involved in that. Thank you, Tammy. So this is the Armed Forces Salute.
Thank you.
Army. The Coast Guard. The Marines. So just to get a little more exercise out of us, can we do that again? And I would invite the band members serving in the forces to stand up as well. Can we recognize those in the Army one more time? And then was there anyone here in the Coast Guard? Hey! Oh, okay, we got a relative. the Marines. The U.S. Air Force. And then the Navy. Yeah, that's really amazing. I love getting to share that with everyone. And my sister, of course, is in the Air Force. She just got out of it. Maybe she's in the reserves now. But she has been everywhere, and I have been everywhere to see her there, including Hawaii, Great Britain, and now she's in Germany, and we're going next year. So real fun stuff. All right, so special thanks tonight to the VFW, who was providing delicious grilled food. We appreciate it. Thank you, VFW. I also took note of all the people that were here at 5 o'clock, who are the most loyal of fans. So our next piece is another fun one. Anyone here seen the movie Stripes before? Okay, so it does hit a little 4th of July-y. Bill Murray and Harold Ramis, and I'm not talking about Ghostbusters, all right, they were in this movie. This 1981 movie about some average Joes that enlist for basic training, according to Google, with comedic results. Well, we just had a band member come back from a basic training type thing, and she never mentioned any comedic results from there. So I don't know who to believe. But as the movie is based around the military, the theme song is in the style of a march. Something that is interesting about this piece is that there's a section in the middle that goes between the winds and the percussion. And to me, it hits a lot like a platoon or whatever they call them, when they're running around in their formations and they have to do a call and response. That's exactly what this sounds like to me. And I know that was all very specific terms. So this is the theme song from the movie Stripes, arranged by former Boone Municipal Band member Dave Swenson.
Thank you.
All right, this is one of the more exciting editions, I will say. It is time for that lovely game we do in the middle of our concerts. Say it with me, audience, if you know it. Where ya from? That's right, we are polling our audience to see if anyone is here from out of the state of Iowa. And the 4th of July, I believe, historically, has been a good one for us. So, high hopes today. If you are here from outside of the state of Iowa, we have gift bags that we want to present to you from Visit Boone County. And we are just happy you are here. So thank you for joining us today. So we'll start with this half of the audience, starting with the middle poll. Is anyone from this half of the audience here from out of the state of Iowa? Oh, I see fingers. Yes. Kansas City, Missouri. I believe we don't have a Missouri yet. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Yes, way back there. Let's say anything. Utah. Hey. We got another one back there. Texas. That's right. It's getting very exciting. I believe we're over 20 almost, right? Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. But if we get all 50 states, we will go on a 50-state tour. So that is our motivation. All right, anyone else? Yes, we got hands. New York, yes. Love New York. Yes, back at the table. Wisconsin. We are racking them up. I knew today was a good day. I knew it. Anyone else? One in the back, yes. Pensacola, Florida, okay. That was testing me, I don't think I would've gotten it. Thank you for being here. And then we got, yes, oh yes, love it. Maine, oh my gosh. Is that our first Maine ever? Thank you. All right, we got anyone else here? Oh, we do. South Carolina, amazing. I'm glad we restocked bags. Okay, way back there. Oklahoma! This is a 4th of July celebration. That's what I'm talking about. All right, anyone else willing? Okay, all right. Wait, oh, jeez. Do we have one more? I think they were just looking for a bag. All right, this half of the audience, the gauntlet. Okay. California, we love it. We got the coasts covered today. All right, the gauntlet has been thrown right side. Left side really brought it. Who hears from the outside of the state? Yes.
North Carolina.
North Carolina, hey. And then we got this table here. Kansas. Boise, Idaho. My goodness. And Indiana, three from this one table, or four from this one table, five? Arkansas? I did not fly these people in, I promise. Texas, we have another Texas. Way in the back. Illinois. Wow. Sit down. Indiana? Yeah, thank you. All right, am I missing anyone? Yes, of course I am. Are they right in front of me? Okay, say it, yes. Florida! All right, do we have any chalk left? All right, anyone else? This has been... Oh, let me turn around and talk to the band here. Anyone in the band from out of the state? Yes. Georgia! That one might count as me flying it in. All right, well, that has to be one of the most successful days.
Can you
have anyone who wants a gift bag, can you all raise your hand so that our nice helpers here?
We're out of bags.
Oh, we are out of bags. I'm so sorry. Maybe. What a wonderful problem to have, as they say. Wow. Well, thank you all for being here on this most successful of... Oh, my goodness. Sorry, one more question. Is anyone here from out of the country? That's right, it's the 4th of July celebration. Well, thank you all for participating in this edition of Where Ya From? Thank you. All right, that was amazing. You are a great audience. So, now we will hear the song of the day. This is America's official national march. Stars and Stripes Forever. This piece is a favorite of audiences and bands alike, and it's tolerated by French horn players. Something you may not know about this piece is how important it is to other music. So, I'm not sure Sousa set out to do this when he wrote this, but it is an absolute standard now. I'm not just talking about the music. As anyone who's gone to school for music knows, that any piece that's at 120, the quarter note equals 120, is the tempo of Stars and Stripes Forever. Dun, 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 dun. So every piece that I've ever conducted, I look at the numbers, and I'm like, is it faster, slower, or the same speed as Stars and Stripes Forever? And you can do that. It works every time. So, this is Stars and Stripes Forever at 120, and featuring, of course, the piccolo yet again, Lori Bauck.
Thank you.
Yes, they've heard us. We are hearkening in the fireworks. So, I have watched some TV and movies in my day. Every show has a Christmas episode, but did you know that most seem to actually have like a 4th of July episode too? We got the quote, rock, flag, and eagle from a little show called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, when Charlie goes America all over everyone. We have the Simpsons episode with one of my favorite quotes, celebrate the independence of your country by blowing up a small part of it. And of course, Futurama with the worldwide celebration of Freedom Day. Well, on the movie side, there is a song from a movie that always stuck with me. The movie is A League of Their Own, and it has a song that the softball team players sing. And it's in the height of World War II when tensions between nationalities are very high. And the song they sing is also currently the official song of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League Players Association, or the AAGPPLPA, or the Ag Pubblepaw. I like acronyms. I feel like there is something to be remembered from these lyrics. I'm gonna read them all. I'm gonna try not to sing it, but it's hard not to. We are the members of the All-American League. We come from cities near and far. We've got Canadians, Irishmen, and Swedes. We're all for one, we're one for all, we're all American. I think that is so powerful. And to go with that powerful message, we're gonna play a really powerful song for you called Where Eagles Soar by Steve Reinecke. It's gorgeous. There's so much just power and just regalness to the song. We know you're gonna love this. This is Where Eagles Soar. And this starts at 96, which is slower than Stars and Stripes Forever. Well, we have one more march for you tonight, but I cannot thank you guys for being such a great audience. There are so many people here. You guys are making us blush here. This is awesome. So thank you all for showing up tonight. All right, we're gonna play a new song to the band, and it's called Right Left. Okay, I always said that backwards. It's called Right Left March, and it's by Sousa. And it is said that it may have been used as a song around the turn of the century that the military marched around to and practiced their commands. The band is not just pushed musically, but vocally in this piece as well. See if you can hear what the band is shouting during the back half of the piece. And just a shout out, next week we will be back on Wednesday for our Christmas in July concert. We're gonna bring in that cooler air, you know? But right now, we're going to enjoy Right Left March by Sousa.
And it's at 120.
I'd also like to give a big thanks to our amazing band here. This is one of the things I like about this area so much, is that we have such talent in our community, and we are proud to share that. We are also honored that you came to hear us, and that we are all sharing a love of music together. American culture shines brightest right here. This is where we're all getting together, and we're all making this one thing together. And I think it is beautiful, and this is my favorite thing about us. So thank you everyone for sharing a part of this. And for all of you that are here from outside of the state, which I know there's several, please share with others about Iowa's bands. I don't think we're as well known as we think we are. So please share that with us. I think it's such a special thing to have here, and we are so proud to do it. So we are going to end our concert the way we end all of our concerts, with the beautiful playing of America the Beautiful with our singer, Lily Smith. So please welcome Lily. Thank you all for making this part of your 4th of July celebration. Enjoy the rest of the day. Fireworks! Woo! And we'll see you Wednesday.